Thank you very much. I hope that everybody has got an agenda in front of his or her that reflects the proceedings of today. You are all welcome to this meeting. Can I ask somebody to the adoption of this agenda? Anyone who adopts the agenda?
Chairperson, thank you. I'm not moving yet for the adoption. I just want to raise a point, and I don't think it needs to be discussed as such at this meeting, but I would just request that between yourself and the chairperson of the Petitions Committee, that you just sort out the time management issue, that perhaps we look at having the same venue for both meetings, or if there is a meeting of this committee after petitions, that petitions at least end 10 to 2, so there's enough time for the members to get to this venue. It's now been the second time in 2 weeks that we've kept the department waiting, and I think it is really not very courteous. Thank you.
Thank you, point is taken. If you remember, we agreed that we're going to have a management meeting. Thank you for that question. I think I'm not sure what is the problem with our meeting, because we said our meeting should be in one place, so that one or another, without no movement. Why are they continuing to do that? I don't know. Thank you, member. I think when our officials are ready to sit down and talk.
Yeah, Chair, I think we might consider what is for this. I'm for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mzanga. Is there any Sapanda? Honorable Mbili?
No, I can't second your agenda. I'm from your bad master
condition. Honorable Khoji, point of order, Chair.
Chair, I think we are here as committee members, not as board party members.
I am representing my party. That one is
the same. Thank you very much for that. Let's not... Thank you very much. Thank you. I think, are there any apologies? And thank you very much. Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Dumisani Kimi, the permanent delegate from the Western Cape, chairperson of this committee. Thank you. In this that order.
My name is Chris Mtetra, the office of President Sarasha.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chad Mahambi. I'm a member of the committee based in Freestate.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Moses Achatukang, a permanent delegate from Bumanga, a member of the committee.
Good morning. My name is Mbambi Chetty, permanent delegate for KZN.
Good morning, my name is George Mtsalakis, permanent delegate from the Free State.
Dumelang bagaetsho, dumela ka Tebogo Mokwele, ke tswa go bokonsitiri.
Major General Varga, Deputy Provincial Commissioner, Human Resource Management, Western Cape Chair, and I'm here to stand for a time and until the Western Cape Provincial Commissioner, Acting Provincial Commissioner, will be able to join us. I think he did in writing somebody's apology and the reasons for his absence at the moment. He will join our AWS as soon as possible.
Good morning. Tlhabo Tsokolo, I'm the provincial of IT in the Western Cape. On behalf of the Safety Executive Director, who is also in a portfolio community for the Cape, also my general president.
Good morning, everyone.
You good?
My name is...
Good morning.
I'm Mamudisha Molobe from IP, Chief Director of Compliance Monitoring at Angola Management. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
around me, our researcher, content advisor, structure of the office. Thank you. Honorable member, our agenda is as special as it is in front of you. We invited, as you are aware, that early this year we took Parliament to the Eden district. And there were complaints and other things. Arrived there, accusing the police and other things. Then the police and I said that here in front of us, just to respond. And we decided to call this staff because we are going back again to the people taking part in this. So we are expecting the SHS and the IPED brief this committee on all sorts and surrounding other complaints of policy brutality. General and your colleagues, up to you, think you are aware. Let me hand over to you and the committee, please. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I think there's uncertainty as to which of the 25 sections the committee would listen first to.
Let's start with you, General SHS. Then the report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, firstly, I want to apologize. I have already tendered the apology for the absence of the Provincial Commissioner. Secondly, I don't have a presentation here, but I have the full written response here. The only problem is that it's not yet signed. If the Provincial Commissioner arrived before the end of this presentation, he will sign and submit it to you. If he don't arrive, then I will sign on his behalf before leaving, that I can assure you. And we will leave the response with you. Maybe I can just imagine there was a original response submitted under the signature of the National Commissioner. However, there was follow-up questions from the researchers that was unfortunately not were appropriate response to the original question. And it's that response that I have now with me that we received on Friday. That is the question.
Also, all members have got to the correspondent. Eh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Chairperson, firstly, let me start with the apology.
Let's of course apologize for the misinterpretation.
Excuse me, General. Remember, this is a question.
Chairperson, thank you. I'm not monopolizing my voice. Chairperson, thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity. If I'm a bit concerned about what the deputy commissioner is my back when I'm thrown out and I've been I'm a bit concerned about the response. No, you are out of order, Chairwena. I'm on a podium raising a critical issue here. I was talking to the gentleman, not him. Yeah, and it's a fact that you are going to eject me. That one is a fact. Yeah, it's a fact. Yes. No, you can't appeal. You can't appeal on my behalf. But you can't appeal on my behalf. I'm on a podium. I'm raising a matter on a table, on an agenda. So are you going to listen to me?
No, it's a point of order.
point of order, but
But what order? Because I was not even talking to a member of the committee. I was talking to a gentleman that must give me my back. I was not addressing the house. I was talking to a gentleman next to me. I don't know his name. So you choose to listen to him over me?
Don't listen to me.
You won't listen to me. You can say what you want to say.
I was just saying to every member of this committee, it is more advisable that we reflect into reflection by the representatives of the community out there. And what has only brought us here is the interest of the same people that are frustrated out there, and not in the
numbers.
So, that's what we say. The matters of the real business are not the real ones.
Thank you,
I don't have to be preempted by Mohat, Honorable Mohat.
Okay.
Yes, I don't have to be preempted by him. Yeah, I'm representing the constituency that I'm representing. And he must get used to it, that I'm representing the constituency that I'm representing, and I'm not here on either of any person's favor. I'm here as a member of the committee with all the rights that I have. That one must be noted. I'm not satisfied with the response of the deputy commissioner to say he will give us the report after it has been signed off, because what we need to do here is to do the reflection ourselves. He will read to us and then what is going to happen after. If we had something in writing on our disposal, then we will be able to interact further. So that was my appeal. Thank you, Mohat.
Thank you very much. If I have a year, if the date says the report is with him, but it's not signed, so you sign later, then I don't see any problem with taking over the report that is in front of him. That is what will be coming to the committee.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
According to the general, he said the report, if the acting commission is in Iran, you will find the report. He said.
Okay.
All right. What is the view of the committee?
Yes,
General.
Jefferson. If it is a problem, I can sign it now and then the sign in one in 2 years. Thank you very much, General. It was sometimes.
Mohat, you must read the rule 154.
No, you can tell.
Rule 154.
Yes. Just for the deputy commission or the major general, it is advisable that we also, of course, we are politicians, but we must also respect the protocols of SAS itself. He is a major general. He is mandated to come and present his report. If the general doesn't come, he is also mandated to sign the report. So we need to just respect those protocols. Because what if the general comes in here and says, why did you sign? He can be punished. But nevertheless, I was just making a motion to this committee that let us respect these friends. Because we authorize them and they have their own protocols. For in case then, when the general comes, we'll also inform him, Chair, that we insist that he must sign.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, General Fine General.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Before we start, there was a suggestion by Honorable Manopole that because IPIC is ready, we have its own report, why don't we start with it and then allow the Major General or the General Major, whoever the position is, to arrive. If not, if he doesn't arrive, then allow the Deputy Commissioner after. I was just seconding what Honorable Manopolo was saying. There were two suggestions on your table.
Unfortunately, the declaration or the document signed, but because it was inside.
Thank you very much. I was going to take the definition in terms of protocol. And certainly, in my own analysis, I'm sure we are interested in content, not in the form.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as indicated already, there was an initial report which was signed and submitted. The report that I'm now submitting is in response to further questions of clarity that we have received from your researchers. And I'm admitting on behalf of the department that we did make a mistake in that we didn't respond fully to the questions because of a misinterpretation, and for that I apologize on behalf of SEPS.
Thank you.
Chairperson, with regard to the Western, the figures of discipline that we provide now to you in the report, in a document attached to the report as NHFA, we provide to you 5 financial years discipline cases for all police stations and SEPS units operating within the Eden District municipal area. That include 21 police stations, 3 K-9 units that previously used, known as the dog unit, and then of course the cops unit in George.
We don't have the names. We don't have the names. We must get into. We don't have the names.
Okay. Yes, General.
Because we start now, the questions that you are, the
industry. We don't have them.
So we have to go make copies.
So you agree with me? Don't disagree with me because I'm in opposition. You must listen to what I'm saying. You disagree.
The members have.
I said so.
Yeah.
We only have our own research.
Members, I think while we are making copies, if the iPad is right, let's move forward. Because the donor is not fine now.
The IPIC is here. IPIC is here. We have IPIC. That's what I was saying. Because now I'm in opposition, you just oppose what I'm saying. You don't have to oppose what I'm saying. I said these people are not ready. How are we going to interact with them if we don't have documents? Then because it's an opposition, you said, now you can see you don't have anything in your disposal. Now you agree. You don't have to disagree with me for the sake of disagreeing.
Okay.
Here is
okay,
IPIC.
Well,
IPIC is ready. Let's go with IPIC. Bandwell. I'll show you.
I'm
No, officials have done their work. The police didn't give them the necessary. That's why we are having their research document. If they were not ready, we wouldn't have their research document.
Okay, let me handle the question. Maybe we attend this meeting. Because I think the report of IPES interrelates to the report of ACDS. So in most instances, allow us the 15 minutes break with your respect. So that you sort out the issue of the outside and example. Let me check the first question from the police is dealing with cases of misconduct, of which I think either way will either find a coordination because they are interrelated in this sense. Yes.
No, I do agree. Okay. But in the meantime, to avoid the previous time, can we just ask the general and ITEC to give the time that we can give each other another item in this item number four? And then we'll come back to that, which is adoption of the
number three. You are outside.
Oh, dear. My apologies.
Well done. You're waiting for nothing. Wouldn't I hear you saying when
I requested the court when Aaron Mohab is saying that let's go out for 15 minutes. I requested the court that let's not take our 15 minutes for the business that they're going at all. One, we can adopt these minutes in the 15 minutes where we can tell him it's one and to work with him for that you are no about waiting time.
Where are the minutes?
The minutes.
They were sent electronically. I don't have it. I received my email. I received email. I have a very advanced phone before you. Before you own it. I've already owned it. I have 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5 for your information if you don't
know.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, sure.
Some member can be page 1, the minute. Page 2 of the minute.
Your absence, my love. See you.
We are on page 1, page 2. I noticed that Manopolo was absent. And they don't wait that he was absent. Because I do submit apologies.
Thank you.
And that's why I do. It's just that the office of the secretary, don't know if the logistic office of the secretary, sent medicine to different points of mine. So the possibility might have missed it, but I sent something to
Can someone confirm that the apology was received from Honorable Manopol? I raised an issue and you just ignored it. I said, can someone from your office confirm that they did receive the apology from Honorable Manopole before we rectified it?
Thank you. I said, official, look at that.
Hello. She was not even part of the meeting. But she was not. I'm responding to what she said. She says no. It's for argument for progress sake. I was not part of the meeting. I cannot say anything. I'm just saying, can we confirm that the honorable member was not absent? She handed in her. An apology. That is what I'm saying. I'm not entertaining the minute. I was not there. I'm entertaining the matter of absence and apology.
Thank you very much.
That's the procedure. The official will look at
it. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. No, I've just raised it. Yeah, Mara, because you are not there. Both of us are not there. Both of us were not there. So we must confirm with those that were there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are not going to engage this minute. We are absent. Okay. Apologies.
Page 4. I propose the adoption of this.
You can't propose any more.
Any more, sir.
Honorable Chairman.
Honourable Hoshi Tobita, Honourable members, let's put it to the minutes of the 28th of October, 2015.
Page 1.
Page
2. Page
2. Page 3. Members, brother.
That's why I don't attend your meetings. Yes, Disney World. This is a Disney World. This is why I'm not attending. It's a Disney World.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's a Disney World. I'm doing something
now
important.
Now we're just waiting for our 15 minutes. When is that? After.
Yes, the naming committee that is more progressive in terms of coordinating things, documents and everything, is this committee, and I think they need to talk about it. At times you only complain without necessarily also taking a responsibility, also from a side when there are business. And I think it must be on a this committee doing well in terms of administration.
You think I'll say something? I support staff. They know that I'm supporting them. You were actually 2 minutes. You said you are not organized. Which one? And I'm not disorganized. On the 28th, I was from a very big man. You must get used to me. And plan. Yes, Mohatwena. It's all over in that hand. Hey, listen, how is? Ready for the dressing?
Oh, one, two, yes,
sir. Ready for the dressing?
Oh, one, two, yes, sir.
As I referred to earlier, I'm reporting now on the figures for the whole of the district municipal area of Eden, which includes 21 police stations and various units that I've already mentioned. For the 5-year period, I'm not going to refer to the individual financial year figures, but for the 5-year period, financial year total for that area, 7,516 complaints were dealt with. In 3,434 no steps were taken, and then there was counseling 1,511, verbal warnings 1,136, 750 warnings, written warnings, and 312 final written warnings, 60 fines, suspended dismissals 108, and dismissals there were 10. Regarding the specific case, there was a question about the case in Kojiwara where a police employee was involved as a suspect, and most probably IPED will report on that case further, but we can just say that it happened on the 1st of January 2014, and while the police official was off duty at the time. With regard to how many police officials
have been charged of more or accused of more than one case of misconduct in the Eden District, I refer to NHFB, and there is the list of all the stations and or units in that area where there was incidents of employees, and I refer to the number. The biggest problem in that regard was in Dagamaskop and Panakatula, specifically in Dagamaskop. 69 employees had in the period of 5 years more than one complaint against them. And the 69 of the Dagamaskop, for example, had 563 complaints. Chairperson, in this regard, I think I should also emphasize the fact that this misconduct that I'm reporting on include all misconduct against employees working for the SEPs in that area. It is not only referring to misconduct related to people or complaints received from the public. So when a person is late for duty without an apology or absent from duty, that type of figures is included in the figures that I'm providing to the committee in terms of misconduct. I'm not going to read all the figures, seeing that all the members have now the copies of the report and the figures that I'm referring to. In total, there was 303 members who was responsible, who had more than one complaint against them, and of those complaints, 1,712. Then further, Chairperson, all the recommendations that we received from IPRIS, they did recommend disciplinary action against employees. Then the outcome of the cases with reference to two financial... Chairperson, I must just emphasize or also mention the following fact, and that is that the IPRIS Act as stands now was not in operation in the first two financial years that I'm referring to of the five. So only the IPED Act was only in operation for the last three financial years in our understanding as stands now. So we have reported on IPED figures for the last three financial years. Then, for the 2012-13 financial year, there were eight cases. In 18 cases.
Chairperson, would you like to follow? Because the presenter is voting from one issue to another and he's not taking us on. Because of if he understands the understand is fine. But when he moves back to the main document, he's not saying that I'm on point reference to the So we, when we are trying to try to locate this case, it's back to us. So I'm struggling to move from one to another.
I will do so. I have pulled the report, but I jumped to the end. I'm sorry that I didn't refer to, but I did so when I was at the relevant point in the report, where that point referred to the NHS. I have jumped to the NHS. I am now at point 3.5, Chairperson. 18 cases that we have received the recommendation 2012-13, 8 not guilty, 5 guilty, 4 the station commander decided to take no steps, 1 was a dismissal, 1 pending, where the DPP put a stay on the completion of the case, that is Sergeant Solomon in Heidelberg for rape. Then in 46 cases finalized, in 35 there was no steps, guilty 8, 3 not guilty. 2014-15, 39 cases finalized, 5 not guilty, 9 guilty, 20 withdrawn, and 4 no steps. And 1 was a service termination. This chairperson referred to a case where the employee have either been discharged or resigned from the service before the finalization of the discipline matter, but it was linked to a criminal case.
Then information on the civil claims and the number of civil claims and the and the amounts paid, Chairperson, there we receive, we request an extension until the 12th, because unfortunately that is not information available on systems that we can easily access. We'll have to go and through file by file to determine how many of the civil claims in that area was specifically linked to misconduct issues that we paid out. So we request an extension and we'll submit a written report in that regard by the 12th to the Secretariat of the Committee. In response to the original question about iPad X in George and Oudtshoorn, in George for that specific period we didn't have any. There were two in iPad cases report that in Oudtshoorn where there was supposed to be action taken, but in paragraph 4.2 of the report, Chairperson, I refer to the two in Oudtshoorn cases. In third line of the police stations, it's referring to Oudtshoorn. One of those cases is pending and the other one finalized with no steps, and there the department must take responsibility because apparently the procedural issues in terms of the limitation and not finalizing the issue within the police crime time frames was an issue. And the one is pending, and most probably also because of a stay DPP. But here, you will also see there, we mentioned all the other cases for other police stations that the committee didn't necessarily ask questions about. Within that, in district municipality area, that was, during that time, dealt with by the police after receiving reports from IPET. I'm not going to repeat the names and the status I've indicated in there. Then, Chair, I also want to refer to, lastly, to the personnel issues and the current status of personnel as at the end of October, which we attached as Annexure C to the report. On that Annexure, Chairperson, I will just explain the layout of the report. It's giving the figures for 21 police stations that's in that area. It indicates to you how many have permanent station commanders and the two vacancies of station commanders. We are in the process. The one must be advertised, the one was advertised, but unfortunately will have to be re-advertised. But there is acting station commanders. It's not only a matter of the post not filled. So that is the figure there. Then I also give the separate figures for the bus board, the detectors, and the support environment, and then the last column, of course, the total for the station. There you will see the granted referring to the fixed establishment as provided for in the budget, the number of personnel that is budgeted for, and then the actual numbers that is currently there as at the end of October. I, however, also included in the report the fact that we are currently in a recruitment process where we will employ 16 more Public Service Act employees and 76 Police Act employees to fill some of the vacancies that you will see on this report and actually see that is attached. And the figures that I'm now referring to, the 16 and 76, is only for these 21 police stations that I've referred to in the Eden District. That is the end of feedback. I don't know whether there's any questions.
Thank you, General. Members, I don't know whether we can proceed to IPAD or we can seek questions from the General or as Judge Alter.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to know from the General, the documents only speak about misconduct. Could you please give us an indication with regards to whether criminal charges have been laid in these cases? Because from the documents that we've received, a few indicate that it's normal misconduct. Most of them actually indicate that it is a criminal offence that was committed. Also, is there any indication what the status of these charges are? How many members have been found guilty and discharged after being found guilty of a criminal charge? And how many of them are currently suspended on full pay without benefits whilst the criminal charges are still pending? Because surely if there is a misconduct charge but it was for a criminal offence, at some stage somewhere this criminal offence still needs to be investigated and continue, regardless of what the outcome was of the misconduct charges.
I can just say the figures refer to the misconduct only. I was under the impression that IPED will report on the criminal investigation because they are dealing with a criminal investigation against employees. And that's why at the start of my presentation I also mentioned the fact that we are reporting on misconduct which is spanning from the internal of misconduct, complaints received from, and even misconduct that we are handling parallel to the criminal investigations that IPED is doing. And therefore, some of these misconduct, as I've referred to in one instance, the rape case that is currently, the criminal matter is still continuing, and we are barred from using the witnesses by the DPP, so we can't finalize now currently the internal discipline process because the DPP's office request that we don't use and we can't prove our case unfortunately without that type of evidence. And then, Chairperson, I think I should also allude to the fact that we are currently in the labor court with a dismissal that will later was changed by the appeals authority to suspended dismissal that is mentioned here in this report. And the reason why I'm referring to it, I think there was at some stage a motion in the NCOP about the matter, and it relates to the involvement of a reservist in a rape case at Herbertsdale. That reservist was dismissed, but the matter currently in the labor court is the fact that the captain to whom the victim in the original rape by the reservist reported the rape didn't act in compliance with our own prescriptions in terms of the Domestic Violence Act and the assistance that the victim had received and, of course, the Sexual Offences Act. And he was dismissed originally at the trial, but I'm only at the appeal authority then reinstate the person, but we didn't allow the person to return to work, and we are currently fighting that case in the labor court. But the reason why I'm referring, I recall that there were correspondence from the NCOP on that specific matter, and it is referring to Herbertsdale, as I said, which is a satellite of the Kwanangaba police station in Mossel Bay, and which is, of course, part of the area that we're referring and that is currently under discussion.
Any other member?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the information shared by the Provincial Deputy Commissioner. Chair, I just wanted to raise a bit of a concern, because if you gain a report of this nature, this is what I refer to, it should be page 2. The outcome of cases with reference to the policies to 2012-2013. So if you look at the ones in 18, they said 8 not guilty, 5 guilty, 4 no steps recommended by SE, 1 dismissed, 1 pending DPP stay, Sergeant Solomon. The whole report is the name that we are seeing is Sergeant Solomon. If you are telling us name, let it be all names. If you don't tell us name, why should we single one? Because it brings, you know, some kind of suspicious to think, why this one? Does he not have an identity? Why are we not protecting him like we are doing that? This kind of reporting here, it just got some attendant, you know, consequences. You don't deal with them. I would advise them
If we can decide to talk to them, let it be all of them to have been told with me. If they don't, they shouldn't pick one and give us his name. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Honorable Mahai.
Mahai.
Thank you very much. Chairperson, let me also welcome the presentation. However, to be honest speaking, if you have this report, sitting alone and not having any person to clarify, I am telling you, you are going to find it hard to read and understand the report. Perhaps you must appeal to the presenter that is always advised. Always advise them that when you prepare the report, don't prepare it for yourself. Prepare it for a committee for the purpose of them interacting with the record. It's my first question. It's on the record that on the 12th, issue of compensation aid will be submitted. Please let's follow it up and not experience what we saw today that there's no signature. You know, to me, I don't think there's anything of a difference. There's no signature. As if there was never pre-arrangement for this meeting. So I'm just saying, if it's upon the 12th, let it be the 12th, because we still have to go back and report. On the report itself, numbering of the pages, I think is also one important thing. But I'll refer you to 4.2. How about that honorable on single out the individual, I think the call for concern. Perhaps you might get clarity. Why is President Solomon the only person that is being mentioned? Maybe we need to get clarity so that we don't just leave it like that, the same, with your respect. He'll go to 4.2. He's saying, under 3 times, the first bullet there, they say no steps procedural unfairness. If you go to old knowledge also, no steps procedural unfairness. In your reason, you only give us the reason, Deputy Commissioner. You only give us the reason that it was a procedural unfairness because of the timeline. Can you elaborate further? Who did that? What contributed to the delay, and whoever that prompted the delay that ultimately warranted the suspect to be relieved or to escape the case of assault or of misconduct, were there consequences for that particular person? So I'm saying for 2 questions, can I get clarity? Why late? Who was involved? Was there any step taken against the person who led to the procedure and furnish? Felicia.
Sangha.
Thank you, Chair. My question is that will be reading from what the honourable members have said. On your 3.5, only 3.5, you said for 46 cases to analyze, the department not step taken against the members. I just want the breakdown of the members. Who are those members in terms of their rent and so on? And why were the cases, why there was no step taken? That is on that thing. Then on, you said there are around 20 cases for withdrawal. What were those cases for withdrawal? Why they were withdrawn?
Thank you, General. Honorable Fule.
I'm covered by all the staff with regards to those sections recommended. 2012, 13, 6, 4, 15, 14, 6, 85, no steps taken against these members. So what's the reason?
Thank you. General, mine is just short. Is that, you know, common there is an assault. Given the high number of assaults in the district, what is SHS doing to address that? can say in terms of training or programs just for to reduce those cases? Do you have any plan? Because a number of people have been assaulted, there are assaulted cases and all those things. Do you have a plan of trying to reduce those numbers and those cases? Thank you, General. Over to you.
Jefferson, thank you. The first question that I am supposed to, I take a note by the way of comments that I'm not going to respond to. I'm only going to take, and we will try to improve in that regard with regard to the comment.
Of course, you put it smartly as a comment, but follow up one question, same question.
then there was the steps for the procedure. Oh, by the way, about the one name, Jefferson, that I want to refer to. You will see in the report, we refer to the criminal matter, a specific criminal case that is pending, and not necessarily, while the others refer to internal discipline processes also pending, where we didn't mention a name. And the clear reason is that the rape case in Heidelberg is currently in an open court running. The discipline matter, however, is not running. And that's why we say we admit, knowing that there's a criminal case running, everybody in Heidelberg will know who's appearing in court, will know this name. So it's not a secret. Discipline internally, we don't divulge names. And that's why we just say, if you hear, don't ask us for the outcome, because there is no outcome for that case yet, because we have been prohibited from continuing. So, and hopefully, Chairperson, that will also assist the committee if the committee is approached or confronted with a specific question, because it's a criminal matter. And why is he still police official, the person, while he's appearing in court? So it's of no use that I keep the name and somebody in public come to the committee and say, but that person at that police station, he's still working, but he's appearing in court. Why? And then you don't know the name because I didn't provide you, and you cannot give the answer. That's the reasoning I'm providing the name to you, because of the fact that there's an open case. Steps for procedure. Unfortunately, Chairperson, I will have to go back if we talk about individual cases and give a breakdown. But the reality is, in some instances, we take action where the procedural delays was the cause of the actions of employees or chaps. Then we open another discipline case and we act against those officials, whether it was the commander, whether the ER or the presiding officer, if it is. However, what we also are quite often confronted with is that complainants lay complaints against such employees, and when they need to come and testify, unfortunately, in terms of our regulations, we cannot, in terms of our internal processes, force anybody who's not an employee of SEPS to come to the tribunal. And then people tend to say, but I cannot come away from my work, I will be in Joburg that day, and I cannot be there, and then there's postponements, and unfortunately, the time of 60 days has passed, the employer and his representative will say, this is became now unfair, delayed. And then we also have to withdraw and say, no steps because of the procedural fairness issue. That we never got to the merits of the case, but because of the delays, we have now scrapped the case and we will never be able to continue. So, while admitting that in some instances it is because of internal processes, but that, I can assure you, Chairperson, is to the minimum, the other issue is also, of course, that people, especially members of the public, that don't avail themselves and request on a continuous basis postponements and postponements for the case, and then unfortunately became unfair to the employee, and we need to withdraw the cases. Then the no steps and withdrawals I'm going to take as one. The withdrawals also link to those cases where people, of course, they don't come, or don't even, or indicate that they don't want to come from the scratch.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not perhaps undermining the Deputy General on his response, but it will be very advisable that you are given details. It doesn't help us to be sitting here as a committee and expecting to have others on issues that were raised by our committee, and then we are told that on the general response that the way we respond because of the way explaining. I think we need to get details that this case was recalled, the case explaining that hey, this one was recalled because of the delay or people didn't come and appear, so it cannot be general. Cannot be general. Let it be specific.
Thank you.
And if he has no, he don't have response for now in terms of the breakdown. Let him have forward that to the committee so that we're able to then have a know-how on the issue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
honourable
member. Thank you so much. Chairperson, I'm now in the predicament because part of your report referred to police resources and police stations referring to shortage of resources. We need our resources to address the needs of the community. If you look at the report specifically, NH8 that I have referred to here, then we talk about 7,516 places. But more specifically, we refer to 3,434 cases of no ships. So what is asked now is that I must get employees of the ships to go to those different police stations to get their files from the archives to report on them individually as to what was the reasons for the no ships. And that is a mammoth task, taking into
consideration the resources that we will use for that task that will no longer be available to do service delivery to the community. I can only assure the committee at this stage that if there is a specific case,
I don't have any problems in doing so. But I think to expect the police to deviate the resources to such a task while we in the very same way already also refer to people in that community saying there's not enough resources. I think the chair should make a ruling on. But I will not have a problem if a specific case or a specific few cases.
Thank you very much. I think for Deputy Commissioner to have a figure before us, something has indicated to him that we have such amount of cases pending or dealt with. I think there is a registrar that is working specifically with these things. If an honorable member says they need a details of that, it means for us to get these numbers here, for us to get, I will cite an example, suspended and dismissal space, something has informed this state, which is a file. And I think that file is sitting somewhere. Somebody took that file, those files and count them. That is why we've got this number date. And if we need a detailed information, the very same system that was used to get this state can be used for us to get that that information. I don't take this thing of a deputy commissioner saying to us, yes, we know that there is a challenge of human resource in SAP. That one we are aware of. But we cannot allow an employee of a state comes to us and says we are giving him a task that he cannot perform. I understand that if we are looking for information for us to do our work as public reps, he is appointed to give us the information that we need. How is he going to do it? Is within his office and his stretch, and his human resource, limited to human resource that he's having in his disposal. So I'm not going to take this thing of the deputy commissioner saying that we are now stretching his arms. For us to get these numbers, and they are so neatly typed. They are so neatly typed. You can see this is a system. For us to get this thing, the system that was used. And for this system to come up with this thing, there is an information that informs this system. So you must just go back to that system and retrieve whatever information that we need and presented it to us. The only thing that he can say to us is that, can you give me a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a week, a day, or 7 days? That's what we need to hear from you. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Anoman Kula?
I'm not going to be long. I would just say the issue of no steps recommended. I'm not speaking to others, I'm speaking to this one of them. When the deputy commissioner says you don't have record, it's going to be difficult. And for him to be able to give us substantial. So it's very unacceptable, this response. Coming up, giving us incomplete information, and now he's unable to substantiate what is written in the figure for the it clearly shows that the perception that the public is giving with regards to the cases, that substantiation and substantiation, the poor record keeping of that. Particularly when I'm physically speaking to the problems in the news. How are you running the station in the district without what the security system? But the information is important. And because we deal with misconduct, it's just not dealing with the conduct. It's also, it's not only punitive. It's something that is major as well. So if you think the only conduct is in one end, they're supposed to write records and trace us. What if this tweet or 35 members are going to come against the conduct and their case just goes, will come here and then tell us that we cannot have this record? It is deliberate to misplace this information. Thank you.
General, Chairperson, I think there's a misconception here about what I said. And interpretation. Firstly, I've never said that the information is not available. What I said is it is in files, individual files, that people will have to go and draw from the archives. They will have to read through that specific file and come up with a summary of what is contained in that file as the reason is there, will be there in the police station. The information about the numbers that I've provided to you at each police station, each unit, there's a discipline register chairperson in which the individual cases is mentioned, the dates and the outcome is in there. And we did go from that register the information in front of you. However, if there's written the outcome, no steps, the reason behind the no steps and the motivation is not in the register, it's in the file. And the only fact that I have referred to was never that it is impossible. I have only referred the committee to the fact that it will go, and I will, if I must comply with the instruction, I will do so, and I will be able to do so. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that it will have to impact on other service delivery issues. And I will not be able to take responsibility for such. Because
we must speak. The tone, the manner in which Deputy Commissioner talking to us is unacceptable. He must lower his voice because now he's starting even to become pink, and that is a sign of arrogance. He must lower his voice we have acknowledged and we know that you are having a challenge of human resource. What we need from you, we don't have to explain further and raise your emotions to us. What we need to hear from you, Major General, what we need to hear from you, just lower your voice, lower your temper, it's fine, just keep calm. What we need from you is to say, that request that you request from me, I will be able to do it within a set time, a week, a month, 2 days, 1 day, 3 days, or 6 months, it is fine with us. But we know your challenges in your area, and we acknowledge that you have challenges. Just give us a time frame that information that you are requesting, you will have it by this time. It's fine with us. Don't raise your emotions and your frustrations. We know you are frustrated as much as we are frustrated. Thank you.
Let me apologize. Unfortunately, my voice is normally hard, and unfortunately now because of the mic, maybe it sounds even worse. So it was never my intention. I'm not cross with anybody. I respect this committee, and I respect the oversight role of the committee. However, the only thing that I, as I've explained, I will be able to do it well, unfortunately, because of the numbers that are in the
function. Chairperson, I think maybe we should remind the Deputy Commissioner that part of our responsibility is not necessarily to come with red pens and only analyze. But part of our responsibility is to ensure that we also assist you in executing your responsibility. And then I should also remind Deputy Commissioner that appearing before the committee is not a privilege for the committee. It is the right to access information so that we should be able to enhance assistance where any arrives. We constitute part of the unitary state. Any challenges that happen, either the province or local, we are equally liable to assist in that regard. And I think, Chairperson, with due respect, there is no way that the Deputy Commissioner would just say to the committee, I am not going to do this. Procedurally, it's not correct. Because we are simply saying, I think the Honourable Members also suggested to say, even if you are saying there are difficulties, just find a way of how best can you commit within a particular period that you'll be able to submit or honor in terms of accessing that information. And not come before the committee and say to the committee, I'm not going to do it. I'm saying it, to me, it's tantamount to contempt of the committee, with your respect.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. General? Honourable One.
Thank you, Chairperson. As well as well, I've been long listening of what is taking place. What I can attest is that the report itself is too scary. Because if we have got 21 police stations, in George, where we take Parliament and everything else. The report is silent about the behavior of the police towards the community. How do they make their relationship in terms of service delivery be accepted by the community? This report doesn't say anything.
For the point of origin. Thank you, Chairman. Thanks. Chairperson, it was never my intention, and hopefully I didn't use the words. If I use, I apologize for the fact that it was interpreted as I refuse. I never intend to refuse. I understand the role of the committee and the responsibility. The only issue that I raised was with regard to the high numbers and the time frames. And unfortunately, I must now admit also that I took into consideration the timelines for a committee that is going to return to that community, and I accept that I will have to do it within that timeline. If it is not the case, then I will have no problem, but I will not even, I don't even foresee a problem, for example, Chairperson, to provide before the committee go back to the community the last financial year, the previous financial year figures, case by case. What we are now talking is case by case. So I must receive 742. And if the committee will then allow us to, on a later stage, report on the notion on the older cases. So, Chairperson, if that is the understanding, I foresee that we will, within the time limits, be able to assist and be able to give feedback. The only thing that I need then, Chairperson, is the date on which such a report should reach this committee in order to be in time for the committee to give feedback to the community.
General Ramari will be taking Parliament to Parliament Council next week. So if it can be before the 12th of November, before you are promising that we run to something before we go through, then the 12th of November, because what we say on the 17th will be in Oslo.
And Chairperson, then I must also just ask now for guidance, because we are going to report on individual cases, and I have already been asked a question about providing names. And the moment you go to individual case, I just need to understand how I must identify that individual case without providing the name in the report of the employee.
Remember, out of us, we don't play the man as the committee. We play the ball. So what is happening? I think questions have been posed in the question relates to the nature of the case, not necessarily the person, because I think we must also put it into one deck, the issue of naming. Because earlier on you respond, just to clarify, may I take this opportunity, Chairperson, for you. Earlier on you wanted to justify that you highlighted Mr. Solomon's name because his name is in court. Remember, Deputy Commissioner, what is informing the operations of the police is not what is informing the judicial system. So it means in terms of the policy framework of the SCTS, there are stipulations to say if a matter before the disciplinary hearing, you have the opportunity and use what is applicable outside to advance your particular matter. So in this case, there is no way. Because procedurally, you can't, regardless of whether a matter is in court or not. Internally, the SAPS, when you deal with a matter of discipline, you always respect they believe that innocent up until woman otherwise. So I'm not saying there's no justification to say to us that he did put the name because the name is a well-known name. It's a diversionary. If it's a judicial scheme, that's what that or this sort of say, if a person case is on public, then that is their internal policy. But the SAPS for this matter has got its own internal policy framework, which we think guides your operation in this case. So in most instances, we try by all means to refrain from naming and shaming a person before even a conclusion of his state. So I think that should be the explanation.
Chairperson, I accept then that I will give feedback on this session. I will group the cases together under one umbrella. For example, the group of cases where there was a complaint against the police official, but where they, when we investigated, we could find no evidence for substantiation. Then we will group the ones together where we couldn't proceed because the witnesses didn't pitch at the trial, and so forth. We will group them together without providing the end. No problem, Chairperson. So the first, the last financial year, we will provide them by the 12th with the feedback that is also due by the 12th for the legal services matter, the claims. Chairperson, that dealt then with the withdrawals, I think, and the no steps that we will report on in that regard. I have taken note of the remarks of the high number of shops, Chairperson. We are dealing with those and where accurate recommendations are received, and in some instances we even receive complaints directly from the public. They don't necessarily open criminal matters. We're dealing and opening our discipline files. In that regard, we are very strict with regard to our discipline issues, and that's why we have the high numbers, most probably some of the highest of all provinces. We, apart from that, on duty and off duty raids, we instruct also that commanders on a continuous basis talk to the employees to restrain and not to become involved in conflict unnecessarily, so that we are accused of assaults on people of the public. And in those instances, Chairperson, where we became known to us that employees have transgressed the code of conduct in terms of attacks on people of the public, we take decisive steps to address the situation. And there was already instances where, of course, people were dismissed. And I think some of the instances, dismissals referred to here in the 10 dismissals, are referring to those cases where employees of SEPs have assaulted people in the precincts referred to.
Thank you very much, General. Any other follow-ups? Honorable Sanger and Honorable Mohammed.
Yeah, Chair. Thank you. Seeing that we have called this meeting specifically because of going to call back to George, and I know that George is covered also by the about Soho that have been covered by George. We went to an area where in there was a challenge in regard to manpower. In terms of your ratio, I see that you have decided to give us details. I just want to know measures that are now currently being put in place temporarily in areas wherein you have four or five police people running, police officials running, and police station, like at Aden Police Station. Aden. Yeah. And the issue of your vehicles, what measures have you put in place? Because they also raised that there are having challenges with manpower, vehicles, and so on. I know that perhaps it was not the portly brought to you, but these were the issues that have raised, and I think we may be here. And the other one is the issue of, because we know that policy is important, Honorable Wana said. Of course, he gave us what you requested, but we must know that also policy can be effective without abolishing what is NDP says. We believe that you should be having battles on community participation, involving community on issues of policy. I just want to know what measures does the CPF have in that regard, like your CSF, the CPF structures, and so on.
Thank you.
so on. Thank you,
Mr.
One of the best way of dealing with issues of misconduct is to be more proactive. I just want to share with the Deputy Commissioner, what are measures in place that they are applying to ensure that they really work out of this challenge? Because to be honest, it doesn't reflect well. You know, the perception that our community has about the police is a worrying factor. And I think we've got a responsibility to change the mindset of our communities. But you can't change the mindset without necessarily addressing the situation. The recent incident is what happened in Cookersdorp, you know. And we fear a situation where our country will end up to be a military state, you know, or a police state, where ultimately everything will just be resolved through violence, you know. So I just want to check from the Deputy Commissioner, what are measures that they are coming up with? You know, there's also a saying that if a fish does hot from the head, you know, it's a saying, Chairperson. So I just want to check whether there's any challenge from the upper structure, cascading down, where everyone is just behaving this way. I'm just asking myself. Perhaps maybe the Deputy Commissioner can assist us so that we can also interact with even the professions that they are faced with. Wellness programs, you know, if they are there, you know. Because emotion sense, if you can link the misconduct with the mortality rate, suicide among the families and police services, they are either interrelated, and in most instances you have incidents like that. So I'm just asking myself comprehensively, Deputy Commissioner, through you, Chairperson, what is it that you can come up with really to assist in terms of changing the perceptions of our community, not only that, and also ensuring that we also assist these poor policemen who ended up indulging in this thing intentionally or unintentionally, any measures in place to really combat or reduce the number. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give you about 8 minutes to answer.
So,
waiting for the either to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we acknowledge the police importance of partnerships. And in that regard, I can just say we have a provincial board which is chaired at the moment by a lady from this very area, Mrs. Moose. There will however be, I'm not sure, very soon now a new elections for the provincial board, but Mrs. Moose from the Naisna area, which is part of this district, is currently the CPF chairperson, and we have operating CPFs in the various police precincts to the best of my knowledge in all of them in that specific area that we are reporting and working with them. And I think we should actually build on that relationship also to address this problem. However, when we look at the specific allegations, of course, there is those instances where our employees, of sex employees, are totally out of line, where we need to act and where we indeed did act against them for this ill discipline. Unfortunately, the reality is also that criminals sometimes misuse the processes to victimize and intimidate police officials who is just trying to do their normal work, so that, and this inclusive in the cases that I have referred to, and that's why I, at the start of my presentation, referred to the fact that it's referring to all cases. And I'm just making examples where police officials would go for searches and subpoenas at drug outlets. People will come to the commander and report an alleged theft. They will report an alleged assault common with no marks on them whatsoever, but they will say this has happened. When you then investigate, you cannot find any substance for the allegations. And that will be part of the no state. However, we cannot, when a person enter the police station, say merely because you are involved in this or that criminal activity, we don't accept your complaint against the police. We report it, it is
part of the figures that I have to report to.
And I will report in those instances that we didn't take steps because we couldn't find substance for that. But as I said, for those instances where it is clear that our employees have transgressed, we're taking decisive action. Jefferson, I don't want to talk about an incident now in another province. They will have to deal with it. I just want to say the one incident, for example, where it was crossed here in the CBD of Cape Town was an incident where two warrant officers on footage was displayed in the media was seen assaulting somebody and taking that person and even entering a building with the intent to go and obtain access to the footage. They were both suspended before the sun set on that day that the footage came out. One of them were later dismissed at the disciplinary hearing, the other one resigned. That feedback is not part of this. I'm just referring to a similar case, not to talk about our thing, but to talk about the Western thing and what we did in that regard. Wellness programs, Jefferson, our EHW are rolling out the wellness programs. We are supporting employees, and the same with suicides. We also investigating the suicides that's happening in the province, and the clear thing is that in almost 100% of the cases, the suicide is linked to private issues, either relationship problem or financial problems that is not linked to the employment situation. But even in so far as that private conflict and problems are encountered, we are investigating and seeing what we can do if we became aware of the issues to provide assistance to the employees to ensure that they get to a standard in terms of their ability to continue performing the required service. I can just say, Chairperson, we even go afterwards where there was suicide, we go afterwards and to determine what was the reasons and try and interrogate why people didn't pick up anything. And with the latest two incidents that we had in this province, we even again did the very same thing, and even the family members that were approached indicated that these employees have never shown any sign of the stress and that they had no knowledge of anything that could have led to the possible suicide. We're doing so because we want to improve our own ability to identify and pick up what we might be able to do to prevent future similar occurrences. So yes, Chairperson, we will, insofar as the responsibility for discipline, our regulation is very clear, Chairperson. Discipline is the responsibility of the line manager at the immediate level. So I will never be in a position to point any fingers to any person higher than myself in this province in regard to the enforcement of discipline. Because it's my responsibility to ensure that lower level commanders act against employees where they are out of line. I can assure you that that is the responsibility of every senior manager within the police in terms of the police scripts. I can talk for the Western Cape, that is what is happening. I don't at any stage want to say that we are 100%, but we are on a continuous basis trying to improve, and even this exercise today and the exercise that we will have in terms of receiving the reports from your visits from will assist us to improve on our ability to enforce discipline. There is now, for example, instructions from the provincial commissioner that any public event, or not public event maybe, as an internal event, even event, where police gather, the code of conduct must be read to all present of
the police, so that we re-emphasize the importance of service delivery by our employees to the community that they serve. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, General. Honourable members, I think that's a good opportunity to hand over to IPEPS.
My last night. There was a question for Shitani regarding the Fosia and antennas, where you responded to say because of the time frame where it went out of scope. I asked, was there any consequence to them that might have led to the delay of dealing with this one?
Chairperson, I thought I answered, but if I didn't, I said yes, in those instances where employees of the SEPs were responsible, and yes, they were, we did take action, and that disciplinary numbers is included in the figures even that you have in front of you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, it's going to sound like a very stupid question, so my apologies beforehand to the general. You indicated that because you can't get the witnesses within the 60 days, that it becomes a problem. That time frame of the 60 days, where exactly do you find that it needs to, that the initial investigation needs to happen within that time frame?
Yeah, Chairperson, the 60 days is lucky for us, not in scope. The 60 days is referred to in our discipline regulations that was gazetted in the Government Gazette in, I think, 2006. But it is more strict when it comes to suspension measures, especially when you suspended a person without salary. It became even more strict in terms of the time frame. Although, as I've indicated, it's not a rigid, there can be reasons provided. But as I've earlier referred to, where, for example, complainants don't want to come and they have excuse after excuse, but that is also then a decision by the presiding officer in the case, that is a ruling actually of the internal tribunal.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, actually mine is just to request that if you expect that requested feedback on this report that he gave us, let him include the issues that I raised, because these issues were raised, I think the secretary will remember, when we attended that police station which we attended there, it was very raised sharply that they don't have personnel, they don't have transport to cover the area. Let that be also, at least let him give us some feedback, what measures did they take in that regard. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I must just make sure I didn't get the name of the police station that the member is referring to correctly. That I must respond on this, on the personnel and the vehicle issues.
Well, I'll be presenting to you the responses from our directorate, and my colleague will take over the rest. I'll send the first four questions. Well, in terms of the questions supposed to ask, the question one was, what is the state of police misconduct in the Inyam district when the report of abuse by police officials? Please provide a breakdown of misconduct cases. Okay, for the heroes related to 2010 to 2014, our colleagues from that already indicated that 2010-11 to 2011-12, IP was not one yet, but we did provide the information for the two financial years, because you could access, remember there were cases reported during the ICD era. So we are still carrying on investigating those cases. So these are some of the cases that ICT investigated for 2010-11, 2012. So for those 2 years, initial years we had 9 and 11 cases. And in total, in 2010 and 2014, we had a total of 168 cases that we investigated. And on a higher level, we featured the stations where these incidents were reported. For example, in Cordill, during this period, there were 8 cases. We provided annex charts, honorable members, just to give a lower level, the breakdown of which cases those are. Okay, just a summary of which stations, how many cases for the trust in reference. Okay, when you go to take 2, sub-question 3. The question there is, regarding the case of rape by a police officer investigated at Oshoran, compared to the information that ICT reports on such cases in its annual report, the following information is outstanding from our police inference. The date, location, and time for the alleged rape, whether the police officer was on duty, whether the victim was a minor. The investigations that were reported to or were undertaken by ICT, it came out that only 2 cases were investigated, one in Australia and one in Kwanzaa. And in both these cases, no police official was involved. They were all members of the public. Well, the date I given in one case, it was on the 18th of August. Unfortunately, there was a certain error there. We started September, 18th August. Members can just call it back. Sub-question 4, were any police officers charged with more than one case of misconduct? If so, how many and at which police stations? When you go to the next page, all in all, we had 31 incidences where 60 sub-members were involved in multiple charges. And the next page, page 3, gives the details of the members, how many members at each station and which. That goes up to page 4. Now for question, I think that's question 5 and 6, I will hand over to my. Thank you a lot of members.
Thank you, Honorable Sir. Thank you, Honorable Sir. Question 5 and 6, I think the similar information as provided on question 4, with regards to which recommendations the IT made in the face of each case of misconduct provided, where any case is analyzed, and then A and B, what are the outcomes in each case, this is not which criminal charges, and so forth. So, in this regard, certain, we are saying that as provided on an extra fee, that is with regard to the response to the patient on the misconduct, I think an extra fee has been provided to honorable member with regard to all the one incidents of misconduct. So we are saying that similar in that regard. And then with regard to sub-question 7, where any compensation fee or recommended to the
Anisha.
Thank you. So question 7 says, where any compensation fee or recommended
for the to be paid by the clubs to victims of misconduct is to how much in respect of each financial day in the past 5 financial. Unfortunately, from our side, we are only looking to provide this reform because when victims claim, they don't bring the information as they do directly with the police and the minister. So what we just can provide is that because we are not dealing with the way the victims complain, what they normally request from us is the information of the doctors, and then we provide them instant the fire, and to give them from there, they will give the medical order. And then I think staff and the ministry will contest, in some cases will settle, but it doesn't come back to us, it's something that I'm under the ministry. But we normally receive help from lawyers, we can provide information of the people that they receive.
Okay, I think the other question too, is that, are any of these reports enjoyed and those warrants being taken forward instead of business hearing or through IT? Please punish the terms of business hearing and IT cases as well as an update on progress. I think in this regard, again, we have said that the entire case now, in the initial cases, we think about the big man. Or the city cases out of 7 million. George was not there. Now, when George is included, we are saying that we are now giving 61 cases. And these 61 cases are covered under an extradition. And with regard to the nature of the offenses that they made, and I think that's the thing that we have earlier on, majority of the cases that we experience are associated. So the every case and then from which particular police station is the. And we further say, with regard to the breakdown of the cases, we have broken down the cases, and I need to indicate, both criminally and departmentally, when we do these cases, after the completion of the investigation, where it warrants that a matter needs to be referred for criminal cases, then it goes to the DPP or the SCP in that particular area, and it also goes to staff to maintain. So we refer to staff with our recommendations, and we refer to the DPP for criminal investigation. So staff will deal with that misconduct and DPP, then we also give us their phone to that to the DPP. Okay, and then I think question 2 says, please provide an update of the progress in each misconduct dictionary case. Question 2. We are on page 5. The question is, please provide an update of the progress in each misconduct from disciplinary cases. And then we are saying that in this regard, as department for the year 2012-2013 to 2014-2015, we have made a total of 10 recommendations to the staff. I think the question has already been addressed to say, why not the case of 2010, 2011, 2013. I think it was before the implementation of the ICT. So this case is the other one was there during the ICT, where it was not part of the IT, but we inherited some of the cases. But this case specifically, we are dealing with the case that after the implementation of the ICT. And after each and every case has been presented to the staff for healthy, and then we'll be waiting for the proceedings from staff feedback, whether the case has been initiated, and after that, with regard to the outcome after the initiation. And I also added to the committee that before we must have that close working relationship with the staff, and I think there was, I think during the previous initial year, where we presented 2 competing reports. And I think since then, we are able to work together and try to streamline. In fact, with that, on a monthly basis, ourselves, the secretariat, and the staff we are meeting with regard to the recommendation, so that whatever recommendations that they send, to the ministry should also be reflected in our report. So we do not want to go to that. So we are now giving a closer working relationship so that we can give feedback and give feedback the way that you are asking right. Okay, I think that is to the third. Then the last question, sub-question, says which basis should be referred to as the new section 38 in sub-S 1995 and on abonnement. I think here we are well at it. Because we are not necessarily dealing with sub-S, we are saying that that should be the question on the question. I think from our side, we are responding to this question. Initially, we were not invited in the committee, so we just got the indication that we needed to provide the 10 method. But in condition, I think for each and every question that has been raised, we have attached to the annexer so that annexer can be able to explain what has been done. And furthermore, I think the first variant with regards to the number of the dictionary that was reported to staff and ourselves, we only have got 158, and staff was speaking about over 7,000. From us, we only dealt with certain section in terms of our section being 8 of the X. So we are not dealing with the entirely method of misconduct in fact. I think in terms of section being 8, 1, 8 to 8, there are facilities that are empty, like there being police capture, there is a result of police action, any complaint related to discharge of a firearm by any police officer, any by a police officer, whether the police officer on or off duty. We are also dealing with the range of any person while that particular person is in police custody. Hence, the two cases that we reported in George and in Southern and Colorado where people that were detained, that were involved in the rape cases. So, they came in. That being involved in that, and corruption to the police and initiated by our investigators. So the whole section in each one up to deals with the matter that I think is done. So we always have given a number. And another point that should be taken into consideration was that the issue of urban districts. We concentrated on the politicians that were under urban districts before the cluster last include George, Platinum Lake Bay, the other stations that are not there. So I think those stations were only included in April during this financial year. And our report ended on the 31st of March 2018. That is just to clarify that today, why we only have the rest of you for the stations that you reported for. It was before the cluster was expanded. So there is only the police station under the building.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members.
Thank you, Honorable members. Any clarity?
There is just a plea from your office. I don't know how you will do it. That we need to get the bootless legislation with regards to your department, especially police. You know, officials has a tendency, I'm sure, to say that to quote a certain section in an act, and if you don't have that thing with you, that act with you, they will mislead you. So there are many sections of acts that have been highlighted here, and we don't have. Like, I will set an example in this table 2. It says contravention of such regulation 20A, what. We don't have this. We don't know what does it say. So I'm appealing to you, Chair, if we can have, like, the COPTA has done. I don't know how much will it cost. I'm just appealing that we should have those two locations in all the departments. And again, I've been struggling. You know, I was commending IP. That they are organized. But I've been struggling to get the annexures that were mentioned here, like please refer to annexure G. I don't know where is annexure G. Or maybe I don't have all the documents with me. The only thing that I see is these tables and questions and stuff. So I didn't want to stop him and say, I don't have the annexures with me. Maybe I'm lost to follow up with the response of the of my learned colleagues here. I don't know where are these annexures that we must refer to. Like here it says annexure G, I saw annexure G, I saw annexure C, I saw annexure, I can't find those annexures. Or maybe they were provided in the meeting that I was absent.
You're quite right. We are looking.
Oh, you are lost yourself.
If they can assist us.
Yeah, but he's also lost.
Is it
delivery?
No, it's not delivery. He knows what is the root cause. And I think we have to talk to him and then plug in the night. So I just want to welcome the board. However, I wanted to get with the delegates. Whether in terms of the observation, the number 51, how do you rate it? Do you rate it high? If high, why are you saying it high? If you're saying it's a minimum number, why is it for me the minimum number? And from your side, what is it that you are doing? Because I still maintain, Chairperson, there must be a way where we reduce the number if it's high. So I just want to check any mechanisms in place from their side to assist the South African Police Services. I know in terms of your mandate it might have limitations, but because you are dealing with these matters, you should be in a position to really make recommendations that can really assist. What have you recommended? Have you ever gone out, made a written recommendation to South African Police Services to say, we believe this is how best can really deal with challenges, particularly on issues of assault.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh, my apologies. It's clear that I'm talking to myself.
No, obvious.
10 points.
No, it's fine.
Is there any other class?
Yeah. Very
good. If not, can you respond? Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Hold on, honorable members.
Are we in a meeting or we are somewhere? Because this side is like it's like we are playing and we are not here to play. If they want to play, they must release us and we must go and do something that is of national importance. If you must take charge of your meeting, Chair, I'm requesting you.
Okay. Over to you, sir. Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to the first question, when we were provided with the set of questions that I didn't respond on, we submitted our response and to the secretary for the chairperson with an extra attached. So I was under the question because I'm hearing the top report here that we are giving the bad meeting to the report that I think that was submitted from the secretary as well, was that there are some annexures that were attached, but I'm not sure that all are annexures that have been there. But we definitely do the report. And then we got annexures, it was on an extra spreadsheet that we heard from annexure A to annexure G.
Okay.
That's what we did.
Okay.
So we hope the secretary will be giving the other that. And relating to the second question, indeed we are concerned about the high numbers, particularly with regard to assault cases.
that are very much high among members of our Health and Police Services. However, I need to indicate that based on that we were still not such an old department, we have not yet been doing proactive measures in terms of preventing the alleged crime by members of the South African Police Services, but mostly we're reactive after the crime has been committed, and then we go and investigate. So we are not yet taking steps or say, how do we now go to the next step and obtain staff? We keep on investigating, this will keep on happening. What is our then? And I think that the department, and it will be our next challenge, I think we have got our structures and the collegiate in the OBCC dealing with community involvement. So I think our next performance area will be around engagement with the leadership of the staff in terms of our recommendation outside the criminal or the disciplinary recommendations. What are the areas that we think staff should do to improve services, and so that we can reduce the sort of cases or case of misconduct. We are taking all of that as I think. No, it is definitely very much hard, and that is not low, it is hard.
Thank you, Mr. Person. Any other questions? Thank you. thank you very much. I will request the Honorable Chairman first to have a vote of thanks to the Honorable. Thank you.
Last one,
thank you, Chairperson. Colleagues.
Again,
tell you what I remember, and
shall then
be
meeting the
session.
Thanks.
So you're not using your phone, you didn't
see.